You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on February 9th, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, Temiscouwam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 6 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. One day after BCE announced another set of layoffs, slashing 4,800 jobs, or 9% of the workforce, part of which includes Bell Media, which will lose under 10% of the total job cuts. Where local weekday noon and weekend newscasts have been cut, except in Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto, which is another massive attack on local journalism, and one of two layoffs that hit close to home. As for the show, there will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
First up is Gail's Prissy with the title track. Thank you. That was the title track from Gail's Precy. Next up is Rez's It's Not a Phase. Here is Haunted Eyes.
I think I almost lost my mind again.
I'd like to discuss the SFU Athletics at this time. There, six events took place on February 3rd. The Red Leafs men's wrestling competed in the Oaks Open at Menlo College in Atherton, California, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In 157, Magnus McCracken defeated Joseph Andrade of Simpson, California via a 10-1 major decision in a quarterfinal. Was dominated by Kanai Pono Tapia of Menlo, California via a 15-1 technical fall in a semifinal. But defeated Gavin Hernandez of Cal Poly via a forfeit in a consolation semifinal. And triumphed in a 26-16 major decision over Kaden Lima of San Francisco State in the third place match. In 174, Peter McCracken toppled Malachi Dowdell of Simpson, California via a 15-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, but was upended by Jonathan Rocha at 4-10 in a semifinal. However, Peter McCracken defeated Carlos Mendez of Simpson, California via a fall at 4-0-3 in a consolation semifinal and toppled Malachi Dowdell of Simpson, California via a fall at 1-40 in the third place match. In 285, Taniello Feliciano Takafua won all four matches as he defeated Eric Middlestead of CSU Bakersfield 7-1 in a quarterfinal, upended Nathaniel Fernandez of NWC Oak Squad via a 17-2 technical fall in a quarterfinal, toppled Michael Rhea of Menlo, California at 5-15 in a semifinal, and triumphed over Cole Stachetti 6-1 in the first place match. The Red Leafs Women's Wrestling competed in the first Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Women's Wrestling Championships at Reggie's Fieldhouse in Denver, Colorado, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the top three results for SFU. In 106, number 7 IB Threatfall dominated her first two opponents via 10-0 technical falls. Juliana Candelaria of Adams State in a quarterfinal, Candice Brickle in a semifinal, but was toppled by Isabella Morales of Colorado Mesa via a 14-2 technical fall in the first place match. In 116, Maddie McKenzie doubled up Austria Holland of Adams State 10-5 in a semifinal, but were tripled up by number 8 Kaylee Tarbato 3-1 in the first place match. Just adjusting my mic here. Two Red Leafs topped 130. In quarterfinals, Laura Alcantar Soto tripled up Cadence Boyd of Adams State 6-2, while Marquesis Hines upended Laisha Rios via a 10-0 technical fall. Laura Alcantar Soto and Marquesis Hines dominated the semifinals via technical falls, as Laura Alcantar Soto triumphed over Alexis Hanks of Texas 16-5, and Marquesis Hines defeated Brianna Johnson of Adams State 10-0. Hines toppled Alcantar Soto via a 10-0 technical fall in the all-SFU first-place match. On 136, number 2 Jay Trolin dominated Brianna Thompson of Texas Women's via a 10-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal, upended Annika Lee of Chadron State at 149 in a semifinal, quad-damaged Holly Bodoin of Colorado Mesa 4-1 in the first-place match. In 155, Paige Maher toppled Nari Miller via a 10-0 technical fall in a semifinal, but fell to number 5 Dahlia Galibay 8-3 in the first place match. In 191, Julia Ricci upended Mia Howell of Texas Women's via a 10-0 technical fall in a semifinal and triumphed over Camila Montenegro 5-0 in the first place match. Sorry. Excuse me. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's softball fell to the New Mexico Highlands Cowboys 9-4 in the first game, as Casey Affelt led SFU by going 3-for-3, 3 runs batted in and 2 runs scored in Las Lunas, New Mexico, as part of the South Central Regional Challenge. Excuse me again. The Red Leafs women's basketball started the afternoon on February 3rd at 1 p.m., where they destroyed the visitors Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks 83-68, where SFU was led by the Wysotski sisters as Sophia scored 18, while Jessica tallied 16 at SFU's West Gym. The Red Leafs softball returned to action in Las Lunas, New Mexico at 2 p.m., which was 3 p.m. local time, against the Adams State Grizzlies, where SFU fell 6-2. The Red Leafs men's basketball provided a nightcap on February 3rd, where they bested the nationally ranked St. Martin Saints, ranked number 12 and 13 nationally, heading into the game, 74-72. Emmanuel Oladele scored a buzzer beater with just 0.3 seconds left, en route to 16 points, tied with teammate Eric Beckett at Marcus Pavilion in Lacey, Washington. On February 4th, the SFU Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader to wrap up their season-opening trip in Las Lunas, New Mexico, where they fell to the UC Colorado Springs Mountain Lions 7-4. Followed by a 9-1 drubbing of the Western New Mexico Mustangs 9-1 in six innings, where the Red Leafs had 16 hits, led by Kirsten Davy Duke's 4 hits in 4 at-bats, 1 run, 1 batted in, Caitlin Zagari's 3 hits in 4 at-bats, 1 run scored, and Abby McLean's 2 hits in 3 at-bats, 2 runs scored, and 1 run batted in. The starter, Monica Bork, yielded no runs in 5 innings pitched, striking out 5, as the SFU Red Leaf softball went 2-4 in their season opening road trip at the South Central Regional Challenge in Las Nunas, New Mexico. The SFU Red Leafs volleyball announced 2 recruits on February 6, Katarina Damjanovic and Logan Remington. Katarina Damjanovic is an outside hitter who stands at 6 feet 2 inches or 188 centimeters, is a Canadian who went to Serbia at 12, where she started volleyball in 2018. Damjanovic earned a spot in one of top 3 clubs in Serbia in 2021, OK 10th, where she became a major player in leading the team to a cadet group national title in 2022. Outside of volleyball, Katarina Damjanovic excelled in Nordic alpine skiing, speaks 3 languages, English, French, Serbian, and is an avid artist, where one of her oil pastels was recognized by Belgrade's Chinese embassy, where her work has also been displayed throughout the Balkans. Logan Remington is a middle blocker who stands at 6 feet 3 inches or 190.5 centimeters, hails from Washington State, where she has excelled in both high school and club competitions. Not only was Remington a starter in Mercer Island High School's varsity squad in all 3 years, she was named to the second team 3A in her sophomore and junior seasons, on top of becoming a team captain. In her club play, Logan Remington was a star in the North Pacific Juniors, a top club in Seattle, where she racked up 242 kills, 125 blocks, and a .332 attack rate in 86 games. Off the court, Remington is the president of the Best Buddies Club for Mercer Island, a nonprofit which connects students with developmental and intellectual disabilities. She has also competed in business cases nationally and internationally as a Washington State qualifier in the last 2 years. Also on February 6, according to CBC, 4 people in the SFU Athletics Recreation Department were notified their jobs were cut via emails and a Zoom call. Steve Frost, Marketing and Communication Associate Director, Wilson Wong, Jacob Lazur, Communication Managers, along with a 4th high-ranking person in the SFU Recreation Department were affected, based on CBC's report on February 7th, when Salman Khan of BNN confirmed the 4th person to be Mark Pope, the Recreation Director, which formed the SFU Sports Information Department. As the SFU Athletics Department faces a $2.1 million deficit just 10 months after its football program got yanked, no permanent athletic director after Teresa Hansen left in August, where Tracy Mason Innes is acting in the interim amidst of a $50 million shortfall within SFU. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action on February 8th. Women's were shaded 70-65 by the host Central Washington Wildcats, as Sophia Wysoski led SFU with 24 points at Nicholson Arena in Ellensburg, Washington. Later on, men's were edged by the visitors Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets 76-72, as David Penny led the Red Leafs with 25 points at SFU's West Gym. Today sees the SFU Red Leafs track and field teams competing in 2 events, the 2024 Boston University David Hemery Invitational and University of Washington Husky Classic. I will come back with those scores for SFU, if applicable, after the following messages.
Average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Welcome back. Several SFU track and field athletes competed in today's 2024 BU David Hemery Valentine Invitational at Boston University Track and Field Center in Boston, Massachusetts. Marie-Ella LeClaire sprinted 23.6 seconds in the women's 200 dash for second, only behind Kendra Kelly of North Dakota State at 23.59. Also, there were some other people who competed as well. Two SFU women's jumpers were within top eight of the women's triple jump. Kerlinda Chetwin at 11.67 for six, and Olivia Winbale at 11.40 meters. Let me see what happened. The quartet of Jose Castro, Colton Plummer, Aiden Good, and Andrew Thompson ran 9:52.12 in the men's 4,000 distance medley relay for seventh. Let's see. As I could not prepare for this beforehand, I'm just reading off Lancer Timing website. Please bear with me here. Let's see. Be the last women's weight throw. Let's see if there is an SFU person. Nope. There is no SFU athletes in the women's in David Hemery Valentine Invitational after women's triple jump. As for the University of Washington Husky Classic, according to their schedule, just started at 3 p.m. Our time. I will come back with another PSA.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persistent colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. I will use my voice to speak up, and I will make more space at the table.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings are first at 10-2 conference, 16-6 overall. St. Martin's second, 8-3 conference, 18-3 overall. For second, Northwest Nazarene, 8-4 conference, 12-8 overall for third. Central Washington, fourth, 7-5 conference, 14-7 overall for fourth. Western Washington, fifth, 6-6 conference, 14-9 overall for fifth. Seattle Pacific, 6-6 conference, 13-12 overall for sixth. Alaska Anchorage, seventh, 5-6 conference, 15-7 overall. Quite a difference. Alaska, 3-8 conference, 5-14 overall for eighth. Simon Fraser, ninth, 3-9 conference, 5-18 overall for ninth. And Western Oregon, last, at 2-9 conference, 5-14 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the women's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Much like men's, women's conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings are first at 11-1 conference, 20-4 overall. Western Washington second, 10-2 conference, 18-4 overall. Alaska Anchorage third, 7-4 conference, 13-7 overall. Central Washington, 4th, 6-6 conference, 15-9 overall. Seattle Pacific, 5th, 6-6 conference, 9-13 overall. Simon Fraser, 6th, 5-7 conference, but are 13-12 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 7th, 5-7 conference, 8-11 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 3-8 conference, 10-12 overall. St. Martin's, 9th, 3-8 conference, 5-13 overall. And Alaska, last, 2-9 conference, 4-17 overall.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Here are the current softball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No intra-conference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington is first at 6-0, Northwest Nazarene second 4-1, St. Martin's third 3-2, Western Oregon fourth 2-2, Simon Fraser fifth 2-4, Montana State Billings sixth 1-5, and Central Washington last at 1-7.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will always speak out against bigotry and hatred when I see it.
I will put my passion into action. I will stand against racist words and action and speak out against hate when I see it. Hate has no place in Canada.
I will continue to honor, express, and promote my Indigenous culture.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
Just before the second half, I just found the score page for the 2024 Husky Classic. Nothing, no results have come in yet. Welcome to the second half of Episode 6 in the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition.